It's exactly 5 o'clock, and I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard. And this afternoon, we are unpacking what it means to consecrate ourselves, our families, and our homes to the Lord. And clearly, we are supposed to be that temple of the Holy Spirit. Our homes, our marriages, and our spaces are supposed to be a place where we can encounter the Lord and not actually be battling with the devil. It's not supposed to be a playground for the evil one, right, Dr. Charles?
That's right.
I'm going to open the lines now, and I would like you to share with us, if you're a parent who's had to deal with some of these things that we're talking about, share with us your experiences, share with us what has happened in your own life. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you? Who am I talking to?
You're speaking to Kineilwe.
Where are you calling us from?
Actually, on my way back from work, I stay in Edenbury.
Okay, all right, yes.
What an interesting topic. This is the one topic that we all get very embarrassed to talk about because we're thinking, as a Christian woman, can I think evil spirit? Can I think witchcraft? Does it mean something is wrong with my faith and what I believe in? So I was actually quite surprised and wonder, is there a book? Is there something that I could refer to? Because it's quite interesting.
All right.
I must say, the concept that the doctor has talked about.
Yes.
And praying and rebuking of the evil spirit. Because at some time, I do splashing holy water around the house and pray as I'm doing it. And I say, if this is the Catholic witchcraft, I'm doing it.
I like the phrase. Anyway, I'm going to answer your question very quickly so that we give other listeners a chance to go through too.
Yes,
I'll give you a link. I would like you to go on to
alpha-omega.org.za.
There you will be able to see links, and we can take it from there.
Go to resources.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, really, then you can take it. But before you go, tell us, have you had your home consecrated yourself?
Yes, but it was a while ago.
You've got to renew it.
You've got to renew it. It's like love, hey? You cannot just because I told you Ukurata 25 years ago, you cannot assume, I should not be assuming Ukuri, you still love me 6 years down the line. Sometimes you want to hear these things. Yeah, we should always renew our vows, hey? You know, you should understand this better than me. You know, you at some point you want to know Ukuri, somebody loves you, right?
Yes,
it's the same with the Lord. You need to always re-invite him in your home. Just because you did it 60 years ago does not mean that love is still there. Maybe it's no longer there.
Definitely. That's something on my to-do list.
Great stuff. Have a very good afternoon, and
we look forward
to hearing from you here. It's 4 minutes after the hour 5, and we're taking your comments, your responses, your reactions on 011-452-7115. Alternatively, you can SMS us on 41809. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we've been unpacking what it means to consecrate our homes, to consecrate our families, and to consecrate ourselves. And all this is done in the name of us being temples of the Holy Spirit and schools of love. Share with us your experiences of having consecrated yourself, your home, your kids, your family. Or if you didn't, share with us your experiences of not having consecrated your home, your marriage, your children, and your loved ones. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. I can't even speak. Can you believe this? Anyway, let's take some music.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
Hello, this is Chrysalda Dudumashe. The good news is that we're changing gears with Father Brian Omfundiso Dumo.
You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir? Ma'am?
Good.
Mpo, you've got a very bad line. Can you please try and move or speak directly into your mouthpiece?
Okay, I'll try again.
Okay, all right.
Sorry,
Okay, you try again, and we'll try and give other people spaces. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. Please remember to turn off your television set, your radio set, your whatever gadget you're using to listen to Radio Veritas. We really appreciate it. But please do not kill our ears. Dr. Charles, I can't afford to go to the hospital, eh? I can't afford to go to hospital. So I'm going to ask them to please do not damage our ears. The number to dial is 011-452-7115 or SMS me on 41809. By the way, I wanted to ask something. I've got a brother who's a big soccer fan. I'm also a big soccer fan. But he's a fanatic. And now he supports this team called Manchester. Mm-hmm. Now, So we've done and everything with Manchester, but there's something that I've noticed. Hey, okay, I'm going to pose that. Then we take this call. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Yes, Simpo. You
much better. Talk to us, Simpo.
Apologies for that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. The reason I called, I just saw this touching, like it's also relevant to my situation.
Yes.
That we bought a house.
Uh-huh.
Ever since we moved to the house, between 11 o'clock p.m. and 12 o'clock, we've got dogs. Dogs will be barking. And ever since then, we've been fighting. I'm one praying woman, but all the time I'll ask myself, I do pray, I rebuke the devil, but this period, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, it never stops. It just stops fighting all the way.
Your question is, what is the question? Your question is it because the dogs are barking every day at 12, that's why you are bothered, or because you're fighting with your partner? What is worrying you?
Both, like, if he's not at home, we'll speak, it will be okay. But the moment you get home, it's like, I don't know, it changes. Like, the situation just changes.
What do you fight about, Mpo?
Just little things. Maybe the child misplaced the remote. You know, small little things.
Okay. And then on the other side, there are the dogs that are barking endlessly.
Yeah. And, like, I know that dogs do bark. But they bark and make some funny barking.
Okay. All right. Dr. Charles is going to try and respond to that. And
okay.
I think I get...
I don't know if ever it's me being paranoid or I don't know.
If I get you correctly, are you trying to make a link between the dogs barking endlessly and in a certain way with the conflict that happens then in your home and in your relationship? Are you trying to ask, is there a link between those two?
That's where I'm confused, honestly. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Listen over the line, then. Do you want to ask any questions, Dr. Charles?
I can give a quick answer on that one.
Okay, do you want to listen over the radio?
Yes, I can listen.
Okay.
Look, so what I would recommend is you need to go onto our website and do, as I said, with the... Go take some holy water and do the blessing as it describes there, and the salt. And then if there's still that happening, then I don't think it's witchcraft or anything like that. But you go and do a cleansing of your home and go through all the steps that it follows there. And it might go away, you know. And also another good thing to do is pray for those, which we describe there. Pray for those that did any rituals in your home before you came, or... You know, and that's also another way to get that evil away. Because sometimes people do funny things. Well, not funny things. They do rituals in the home that bring evil around, and it causes problems.
All right. Thank you very much, Impo. We need to move on to our next caller. And I hope we've managed to assist you. Have a good day. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. Are you?
I am blessed. How are you, ma'am?
I'm blessed to with you, Father.
Thank you,
Dr. Charles.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
No, I actually cleared my house out of everything. So I did about even charmed bracelets and everything, get rid of it. A priest was talking about it.
That's right.
So I searched my whole house, not to say. And then one day I opened the citizen paper going through, and there was the 12 months horoscope. I said, excuse me, are you trying to come in through the newspaper? My husband buys the newspaper. So I took and I tore that page up and to pieces. And every day I went and I looked, took it out. And I thought, what are you doing, Mommy? I said, the devil's trying to get in for you to read that. Mm. And it's sinful. It's the first commandment.
Indeed.
Now they're doing it. You know, it is. The devil gets into gaps.
That's right.
Of course. He will find the gap. And in this case, he came into your home through that little newspaper with the horoscopes.
Oh, this is the way you've got to actually be so observant.
Now,
because we are a prayerful family.
Now, after you got rid of all those things that were in your home, did you get the home blessed?
Yes, my home is blessed. I've got holy water in every bedroom.
Oh, lovely.
And I've got Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart, Sorrowful Heart of Mary.
Oh.
The cathedral hasn't got what I've got in my home.
The cathedral.
And whoever comes in blesses himself.
Yes.
Not only the children, the family. Mm-hmm.
And is
everyone,
the peace there?
And then I go from room to room.
Great.
Even to our bathrooms, the kitchen, to my maid's room. And I bless. In the house, we bless. Because I was told to ask our lady and Saint Michael to call, keep all evil from entering into my home.
That's right. It's good.
No, because I was going through certain things and I won't speak over the phone, but it works. Our Lady and Saint Michael keep every evil out, and they opened my eyes to the horoscope.
Wow. So it links to what Dr. Charles was telling us about, that when you pray to the Holy Spirit to reveal some of these things.
You must every day pray to the Holy Spirit. Even the beautiful prayer of Fatima. Come, Holy Spirit, come by the means of the powerful intercession
beautiful.
Of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.
Amen.
You're a star.
Every 3 times, yes.
You are.
Or come, Holy Spirit, to the heart of your faithful, that, and sing hymns to the Holy Spirit.
Well done. Thank you very much. And we're really proud of that, your testimony that you've shared with us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. There was just one last I can give it to you. At one stage, my husband was drinking, and then all of a sudden, he was aggressive to me. And I took no notice. I said, what's this every Saturday fighting me? And then I looked at his face, and I never said anything, and I went to get the bottle of holy water.
Yes.
And I says, not now, not tonight, devil. And I took the holy water into my hand. And as I threw to bless
my husband
went, no! I says, he's God. And my husband went like a lame puppy. I'm telling
right.
you the truth.
Well done.
Well, the devil's left you. Don't start with me again. I'll make you drink the holy water.
Well done. Mm. And the Holy Spirit.
Alert to these things.
The Holy Spirit has that effect. The Holy Spirit. Look at what he did. Look at what he did to Saint Paul.
Especially the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I know. When I read
the name of Jesus.
Amen. When I read the story of Saint Paul, I really believe in the power of conversion, and I really believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, that it can change anything that is even as hard as a rock. It can soften it into a lamb puppy, as it did with
what
the kid.
What did Jesus say when he was going up? I will be sending the Advocate. He'll teach you more.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Doctor.
Thank you very much. You have a beautiful afternoon. Hey?
You too.
Dr. Charles is smiling ear to ear.
Yes.
It's 15 minutes after the hour 5. In case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM, and it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, and Dr. Charles, and we are unpacking, consecrating our homes, consecrating our families, and consecrating the people that we loved. Why? Because we want our homes to be temples of the Holy Spirit. And the question that I probably have for you this afternoon is, when you look at your home, and when somebody looks at your home, and if we're to do an assessment or evaluation, would your home or your house qualify to be a temple? Or it is a workshop of the devil? I don't know. You have to answer. Tell us on 011-452-7115. 5 and SMS me on 41809. Is your home a temple of the Holy Spirit or it's the workshop of the devil? That was Micah Talbot with Father, I Put My Life in Your Hands. And this is the song that every family should be singing tonight. This is the song that if you've not put your life into God's hands, you should have actually been singing along. You should actually be saying, I put my family in your hands. I put my wife in your hands. I put my kids in your hands. And I put my home in your hands. And I put my friends in your hands because I'm open to your will. Now, before we went to the break, we're talking about the Manchester thing.
Yes, yes.
We need to talk about this, and I'm not sure what's your opinion on that, and I'm not sure how it's going to be received, but you and I are here to do our mission, hey, and the ministry that the Lord has sent you and I to do it. Brother, amen.
Okay, amen, bro.
We're going to do that. Now I've got a brother who's so obsessed with Manchester, so everything about him is Manchester, the logos and everything, and which is so good. However, I've heard that the logo of Manchester has a little red devil.
Yes.
And people that are specialists in the spiritual life actually say that by wearing those things and by associating with those things, guess what? We're actually opening the windows to a lot of things. Now, I need your opinion. Now, it's not Radio Veritas's opinion. I need to put the T's and C's before you and I are kicked out, Dr. Charles. It's your opinion and my opinion, right? Yeah. So let's talk about this. Do you think I'm crazy? Are we crazy?
No, no, no. So let's have a look. What does God say in his first commandment? I am the Lord your God, and you shall have no strange gods before me. And then he also says, and it goes on to say, and you shall have no graven imagery. So what is graven imagery? It's idols. And it's so like an image of the devil, and an image of the devil is graven. Okay, it's a graven image.
Yeah,
and we've seen where we've gone into homes and there's being pictures of devils or dragons. So like the Man United logo is also the dragon. Now let's have a look at scriptures as well.
What does it say? Let's check it out.
It says, yeah, and there was a great battle in heaven. This is Revelation 9.
Okay,
Revelation 12. Verse 7, and there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon, okay? And the dragon fought and his angels, and they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who seduced the whole world, and was cast unto the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. So now we're giving that dragon, the devil, glory, in the logo. You see, so we're going against God's commandment. Now, what that does in the spiritual realm is the devil thinks now he's a big boy because he's got these little logos of him and little images of him. So what does he do? He comes and sits there.
But
so you give him the authority. Yes, he's around all the time, but you're giving him more authority to be around.
It's like you're opening the door to say, come in.
Yes, and then you wonder why there's so much bickering in the home and why this and that, because you've created a stronghold in the home.
You've actually
so
gone.
It's like having a Buddha statue there. It's the same thing. It's like having a false god statue, like you know, all these different Hindu gods. Those are direct gain against the commandment of God that you shall have no strange gods. So you bring a strange god, and let's say some people make soccer their god. Okay,
yeah.
So that is their god as well.
Now the Manchester United fans,
into the house.
I actually think, listen to these two men. They are out of their mind. What should we say to them?
So what I would say is to choose another soccer team that doesn't have a diabolic logo on it.
I'll say just stick to Chiefs, I think. To Chiefs.
No, nothing wrong with soccer.
No, I know. But I'm saying because of the association.
Yes, yes. So if you just like if you go and go to a satanic rock group,
yeah,
and they're openly worshipping the devil.
Yeah.
If you just go there innocently, just to go and have a look, you've come into a contract with the devil because you've gone in there, you've crossed the boundary. It's like you touch a hot plate, you're gonna get burnt.
Dr. Charles.
Innocently touch it.
You and I are on the same page, and I'm glad we're singing from the same hymn sheet. But anyhow, I'm going to put the T's and C's out. It's Dr. Charles and Father Brian's opinion. They don't represent the opinions of Radio Veritas, which takes us to 25 minutes after the hour 5. And in case you've just tuned in, yes, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's the only Catholic radio station in South Africa. The Catholic station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And it has been Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, and Dr. Charles, and we're coming to the end of the show. Now, we need to give our contact details. Follow me on Facebook, it's Brian Mhlanga, and on Twitter, it's OP Brian, and I'll be putting links to Dr. Charles's links, social media and websites there, so you can have that. And if you even want to carry on the conversation, I'm very open, you know what, I can take it like a man, really. And if you've got any comments on this thing that we've said about dementias, yes, Dr. Charles, use you. You look so afraid. Are you afraid of being called to the principal's office?
The Holy Trinity will protect me.
And guess what? Like what happened to Melchizedek? to those three who were thrown in the fire of the furnace.
That's right.
Abednego, Meshach, you know, there was somebody else. Do you know that? Before when they were thrown in that furnace, what the people didn't know was that there was somebody else in that furnace, and that's why they didn't burn.
That's right.
You know, so if you and I are going to burn, we're going to burn with the Lord or somebody else's.
Amen.
Going
to. And we'll go straight to heaven then.
Let's give your contact details. Not your cell number, otherwise you won't sleep. But let's give out your
email.
The website. It's
Alpha ALPHA-OMEGA.org.ZA.
Okay. Alternatively, you'll find it on our social media, which is OP Brian on Twitter and Facebook. It's Brian Mhlanga, and it will be on Radio Veritas' social media, which is Radio Veritas SA and Radio Veritas SA on Twitter. From myself, Tato, Simbarashe, Neil, and Dr. Charles, catch us on Friday, same time, same place. And it's been good taking you home. It's been good accompanying you as you do your shopping and as you do your cooking. May God's light always shine upon you.
God bless you, and keep praying and love Jesus with all your heart.
And go and get that salt from church, and go and get that water from church. Praise the Lord.